This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado Springs Police Department continues its investigation into a possible use of force violation captured on video during demonstrations this week. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The video circulating on social media was allegedly taken Monday night. It shows officers using force to take a suspect into custody. Colorado Springs Police Department spokesperson Natasha Kerr says the investigation is ongoing, but that they're looking at any supporting materials, including body-worn cameras.
We're just going to make sure that we look at as many sides, as many angles, and we figure out exactly what happened before the incident, during the incident, and after the incident to make sure that we can have a full and complete review.
Kerr says the officers involved remain on duty while the investigation is underway. She did not have a timeline for how long it would take. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
Temperatures in Denver have crept up into the mid-90s this afternoon. Near Lamar in southeast Colorado, they have already hit triple digits. Much of the southern part of the state is seeing drought or extremely dry conditions. Southeast and south-central Colorado are currently seeing the worst of it. Denver will not extend the nightly curfew that's been in effect this week. The curfew order expired early this morning. More people are expected to gather in downtown Denver tonight to continue protests against police brutality and racism. Demonstrations and marches are also taking place in cities like Fort Collins and Montrose today. It is 94 and fair in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.